no, it didn't. No, actually, my first experience with Filipino martial arts was when I was in junior in high school. And it did surprise me then to know that Filipinos had martial arts, because I was raised with the idea that, you know, fighting in the Philippines was a lot of, you know, like cheap shots and whatnot.
Right, right.
You know, I had no idea if there was a lot of skill and technique that went to it. Like the way a lot of the old Mongols did, you know, a lot of skills they had. I didn't know that existed at the time. It wasn't until I started taking karate that the teacher also taught Arnis, mm-hmm. modern Arnis. And now modern Arnis is almost like, it's almost like a watered-down version of the Arnis in the Philippines. And so while I thought it was really interesting, it didn't hit me as being effective, because a lot of the techniques were watered down, and it was hard for me to you know, get some kind of a scope on it. But it wasn't until about my second semester here, I ran into some friends who were also doing Filipino martial arts. In fact,
this is in Skyline.
Here in Skyline, and in fact, the guys who I met that were doing Filipino martial arts, their teacher, especially my friend Art, his teacher is actually Mr. Pelo's teacher.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the Dragon family, my friend Art Dragon. And he introduced me to doing Filipino martial arts. And at the time, I wasn't really into, you know, I was interested in learning about Filipino martial arts and being part of the culture. I didn't realize, you know, if it was going to be effective or whatnot. As far as martial arts was concerned, I just wanted to learn how to fight really well.